You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
2 day edition of the show. Welcome in to the Gym Class here in KGYM, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com. Got a great show for you. A lot of baseball talk today, a little football talk as well. Cal Eldred, the former pitching coach of the Kansas City Royals, former big leaguer, will be joining us, and we will talk with Cal about the divisional round of the playoffs, which are actually going to be getting underway in just a couple of minutes. It'll be game three between the Minnesota Twins and the Houston Astros, and we'll keep you updated on that particular ball game. So we'll talk with Cal about that. The chances that we'll see a sweep tonight with Texas and the Baltimore Orioles, and we'll talk about the Dodgers being in big, big trouble. All that with Cal coming up here in just a little bit. Also, Matt Campbell and Kirk Ferentz meeting the media in Iowa City and Ames, respectively, today, as both teams get ready for their games coming up on Saturday. We'll kick that around. A little bit of news today as well, and an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. All that coming your way as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on 1600 ESPN. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes will join me coming up in just a moment. Andrew on the other side of the glass again here today. Greetings, sir.
Hello.
Good to see you.
You too.
Excellent. Excellent. Feeling good today?
Yeah, today's been a good day.
Good.
Yeah. No complaints, no nothing. It's a good day.
We're only half done, though.
You might be. I've just started my day.
Oh, well, okay. All right. And Mark joining us here. At least you got both ears on us and one eye probably sneaking your way toward a monitor near you, right?
It's quite accurate. Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And, yeah, eyes on Twins in Houston. Going to be a loud crowd in Minneapolis. May or may not matter. We'll see. And really anxious to hear from Cal Eldred today on really all four series.
Very interesting series, to say the least, in the divisional round so far. Not a horrible day in Minneapolis. 56 degrees at game time right now as Sonny Gray is getting ready to take to the mound for the first pitch of game number three. A pretty pivotal game number three. They always are in a short series, a best of five. So it's pretty obvious whoever has the win today is going to have the upper hand in this one. But I think you got to feel good to have Sonny Gray out there, Mark.
I do. He's got a tough opponent who had a great postseason last year and Javier. So it should be more good pitching, I would think. And the Twins getting a split in Houston could prove to be big, but such a long ways to go. And Houston is really good.
Yeah, they are. They are. Twins are good too, though. Twins are good, too. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, again, that is 319-366-1600. By the way, good to see A.J. Pierzynski doing the game. You and I may be the only two people in America that like A.J. Pierzynski, but, he played for both of our teams, so we have that going for us, right?
Yeah, I don't know how good he is as a color guy. I like Adam Wainwright, and I know Cal does too.
Very good, yeah. Maybe the future as far as Waino is concerned. Let's get to college football, though. Kirk Ferentz will start there in Iowa City. He met with the media earlier on today, and mainly good news. Little bit of not so good news on one injury front anyway, as far as a corner is concerned. We'll not see Jazz Patterson again this weekend, but did let the folks know, Mark, that two familiar faces are back at practice, including one that I think Hawkeye fans, I don't know if they gave up on seeing him ever again. He hasn't been cleared to play, but he is practicing again.
Yeah, defensive lineman Noah Shannon, according to Kirk Ferentz, has been cleared to play. And as you mentioned, has not, at least it was not mentioned that he's been cleared to play. So I guess that's sort of good news, kind of good news. The best news would be if Shannon sees the field. And Kirk Ferentz also said wide receiver Caleb Brown, the Ohio State transfer, has returned to practice and has had two good days of work. He missed the game on Saturday for personal reasons undisclosed.
And they shouldn't be disclosed. They don't need their personal reasons for a reason. And Kirk reiterated that today when he was asked about it. And good for Kirk to not divulge that. I didn't think he ever would, but shouldn't do it. It's none of our business what Caleb Brown had going on. 319-366-1600. So, yeah, Noah Shannon is back. He is not cleared to play. He is cleared to practice. Now, Kirk Ferentz also let everyone know that Shannon has been dealing with an injury as well. So, as he put it, you know, the likelihood of him playing anyway was not 100%. So, perhaps he wouldn't even have been in the lineup if the NCAA had granted him reinstatement as far as eligibility. We'll get to more reinstatement news coming up here in just a little bit. But had glowing things to say about Luke Fickell and the Wisconsin Badgers, as you might well imagine. It's a different Wisconsin team. It is not the looking at the mirror and seeing the Hawkeyes wearing red and white. They go with a lot of one-back personnel now. With the new quarterback, the new system, Mordecai coming in from down in the Southwest and running things as far as the Badgers are concerned. Still at Braylon Allen, though, Mark, and he's the bell cow for this team. And as Kirk put it, they're still awfully big up front.
Yeah, typical Wisconsin front, and Braylon Allen is terrific. He's had good games against Iowa. Luke Fickell has sprinkled in a little the air raid offense, although I haven't seen a whole lot, but there are elements of it in Wisconsin's game. And, you know, Kirk predictably said, you know, tough team. It's Big Ten play, la-di-da-di-da, and they're going to find a way to win.
Yeah, did not go as far as saying that this is the de facto Big Ten Western Division championship game. There's still a lot of football. He's trying to put the Hawkeyes in position to be ready to go in November. That sounds very Kirkian today. Who was not of great voice today, by the way. I don't know if Kirk's... He said it's his usual October voice that he had today, but I don't know if it was from overuse, yelling, et cetera, et cetera. You can make your own... You can make your own designation as far as that is concerned, but he had that water with him, and he was coughing, and he sounded hoarse and raspy today.
So. Yeah, exactly, hoarse and raspy, and did have a couple, three coughs along the way, but asked about it. He said he was fine, and I think he said a couple assistant coaches have a touch of the same thing, but no harm, no foul, I guess, for Kirk. I guess I was surprised that Moore was not asked about Deacon Hill, who's returning to Wisconsin. Kirk was asked about Deacon and noted that he did not play when he was at Wisconsin, and not really sure how he's going to react once game time begins.
Well, and also mentioned the fact that he reiterated that he thought he was a little bit overhyped for that game, and that's why a lot of those passes were going upstairs to receivers. First start he has had in basically since COVID 2020. And Deacon Hill today was asked about going back to Wisconsin. Had a lot of good things to say about the Badger program, and he said he still loves that program. There was no animosity when he left Madison. It was just a situation where he thought that, you know, it was time for a change. And Iowa was a team in need of things. Thought it would be a good destination. No, holds no ill will toward the Badgers. And that was with the former coaching staff, of course. But does not hold any ill will. It's not going to be a personal vendetta game for Deacon Hill to go back to Camp Randall and try to beat the Badgers. I got to think, for the most part, it's going to be the same way as far as Wisconsin is concerned. You know, they're going to want to beat Deacon Hill. There's no doubt about it. But I don't think there's going to be a big vendetta from the Badger players going after their former quarterback.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's going to be a huge deal for Wisconsin players. And, again, if he was jittery against Michigan State or Purdue, I'm sorry, he's going to have a few nerves at Camp Randall as well come Saturday afternoon. But I was glad to have him, as it turns out, with Cade McNamara going down for the year. And Labus, Joe Labus, injured for a while here. So in retrospect, for good or bad, it's a good thing Iowa has Hill.
Very much so. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to comment about Noah Shannon being back. Of course, there were so many rumors flying about Caleb Brown going into today's news conference, Mark, that another wide receiver has been, you know, has left this program due to inactivity, et cetera, et cetera. And Kirk threw cold water on that very quickly today. So, again, don't believe everything you read on the internet. Andrew, don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Yeah, I've been hearing that since I was like seven, so.
Okay. Very good. Public service announcement of the day from all of us here at KGYM. Don't do that. Sorry, Mark. It's 1-0, and it might be more now.
Yeah, it could be. First and third, one out. They're getting it sunny gray a little bit, and we'll see what happens.
I just saw what happens. You may want to look away.
That's not good.
No. No, it's 4-0 now, as Mr. Abreu has just hit a three-run shot to left field, and the Astros have greeted Sonny Gray rather rudely in the first inning as it's 4-0 in favor of the Astros. 319-366-1600. That is our text line. Love to hear from you today. And we're going to talk with Cal Eldred coming up in just a little bit. Matt Campbell over in Ames today. And very interesting things to say. First of all, Noah Shannon back for Iowa. Iowa State gets Jake Remsburg back. And he is eligible now, Mark, for the Iowa State Cyclones to help out that offensive line. I don't know if he's going to get in there right away. Obviously, he has missed a lot of time this year for Iowa State. A lot of people may be asking, whoa, how is Jake Remsburg eligible and Noah Shannon is not eligible? I am not the NCAA. I can't answer that question. But Jake Remsburg is back. According to Matt Campbell, his quote is, he's handled everything with first class. To have him back practicing, he can help us in the football game. We're excited to have him back. Also said Cartavius Norton, the running back, has been playing very, very well for the Iowa State Cyclones. And also had a lot of – he's going back home again. The first trip to Ohio this year for Matt Campbell did not go very well. He's hoping that this one will go a little bit better. He is great friends with Cincinnati coach Scott Satterfield. They were on the same staff at Toledo. Calls him a great mentor to him and would like to go recruiting, he said, on Friday while they're over in Ohio this week. But he said they can't do it because of the early start time. It's an 11 o'clock start time. We'll have it at 9 o'clock for you on Saturday morning right here on 1600 ESPN and our FM frequencies as well. He'd like to go out and do some recruiting Friday night in Ohio, but can't do it.
Well, the difference between Remsburg and Shannon's case, at least on the surface, is that Remsburg was not found to have bet on any Iowa State sports. whereas Shannon did, although it wasn't football. And I'm not about to get into the head of the NCAA, the collective head anyway. And but I know that's one difference between the two. Matt Campbell also had glowing things to say about quarterback Rocco Beck, who particularly on a couple third or fourth down reads that he made that turned into much important success in that game against TCU.
Did say that he'd like to see the tackling improve for Iowa State. He says there were times I didn't think we tackled great, but you also have to tip your cap to whom you are tackling. TCU has great team speed. Big game for Iowa State coming up on Saturday. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, Mark. The bowl chances for Iowa State really improve if they go on the road these next 2 weeks and get two victories, one victory especially. It is possible. Cincinnati and Baylor are not the stalwarts of the Big 12 conference this year. With that being said, it's not going to be simple to go into those two stadiums and get victories, but I think Iowa State's got a puncher's chance coming up in those two games.
Well, I put Iowa State in the same category as Cincinnati and Baylor. Two teams that can win on any given day. Cincinnati gave Ohio State a really good game, and as Ben mentioned, Iowa State with four road games in the last six, and one of the home games against Texas. So if Iowa State gets a bowl bid, it's going to earn it.
It will, very much so. 319-366-1600. By the way, interestingly enough, the assistant coach for the Iowa Hawkeyes available to the media tomorrow, George Barnett, offensive line coach. Will there be a few questions there? I got to think so. But, like Spencer and I were talking about before the show here today in the sports office, maybe not a bad time with the showing that Iowa's offensive line had last week to have George Barnett in. I don't know. Make your own assumptions on that. But he will be available tomorrow to answer questions, and should be interesting to say the least, with George Barnett coming up tomorrow. And yes, Ralph in Riverside, I was going to get to this, but yes, happy hockey night to everybody. The NHL season gets started. I know you're not a big hockey guy, Mark, but I am. Andrew, are you a big hockey guy? Yes or no on hockey?
No.
No?
No.
Can I teach you?
Sure.
Okay. We'll work on that.
Okay.
We'll work on that over the winter.
Got it.
Watch a little hockey tonight. Three games. Going to actually get started at 4:30 today, as it will be. I know Tampa is playing in the opener. It is Tampa Bay hosting Nashville. 7 o'clock. These are all ESPN games, by the way. 7 o'clock tonight. The long-awaited debut of Connor Bedard to the Chicago Blackhawks and to the NHL, the number one pick. The next great player, at least described as the next great player in the NHL. He will be in Pittsburgh tonight, take on Sidney Crosby and the Penguins, and then they'll raise the banner tonight in Las Vegas. It'll be the Vegas Golden Knights taking on the Seattle Kraken coming up tonight in the nightcap at 9:30. So just a three-game schedule for the National Hockey League. But yes, Ralph, happy opening day to you. And yes, I agree with you. Very sad to hear about the great Barry Melrose retiring due to Parkinson's. Wishing him the best, and thanks for the memories, Barry. The greatest mullet in sports broadcasting history, of course, belonging to Barry Melrose.
Yeah, he's a stalwart on coverage of the NHL. And you know, it's not like I don't like hockey. It's just not one of my favorites, like the NBA. I probably don't watch it until the postseason. Are the games thrilling? Yes. I don't have a favorite team, so that plays into it. And you can't really persuade me or Andrew or anybody else to like or follow hockey any more than somebody doesn't want to follow golf. You know what I mean?
And we got golf news to tell you about coming up.
Well, thank you for that. But hear what I'm saying? It's just a preference. And, you know, I grew up and lived my whole life south of Highway 20. That's kind of the demarcation line, I think, in Iowa for a lot of people. Those north of Highway 20 are, you know, there have been minor league teams over the years. And, you know, people follow hockey much more so than down in this area. I know it's not an all-encompassing statement, but I think it's kind of true. I didn't grow up with hockey.
Mm-hmm. Cyclone Tim, did I penguin shame you last time I talked about hockey? I'm sorry if I did that. Go Pens, he says. And Justin agrees, love me some hockey. Everybody enjoy the hockey. Coming up tonight. It'll feel a little bit like hockey weather coming up over the next few days or so here in eastern Iowa. 3:26, we're going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up in just a little bit. Plenty to discuss as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. But first, we need to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. They're open at 4. Looking forward to stopping on by there. They got a huge range of burgers and fries made fresh daily, plus salads, pizza, pasta, and soup. Some of the best food you are ever going to eat. It's all at Emil's Hideaway, and they're online at emilshideaway.com. What do we got today?
Injuries mounting in the NFL, Scott. Minnesota star Justin Jefferson is going to be out 4 weeks minimum. He is on the injured reserve with a hamstring injury. In addition, running backs Devon Achane.
He changes his name a lot.
Of Miami and James Conner of Arizona, both out for multiple weeks with knee injuries. We'll talk to Chris List tomorrow about the impact of those guys going on the shelf. In golf, LIV players still will not be able to receive world ranking points, according to a decision made by the official World Golf Ranking Committee today. Chairman Peter Dawson attributed it to the fact that LIV golfers don't play under the same format as the PGA and other tours in terms of size of field, 54 holes versus 72, so on and so forth. Finally, this is Caitlin Clark from State Farm. Caitlin Clark of Iowa has become the first female and the first college player to sign with State Farm. I'm not taking, you know, we've got other insurance sponsors, but and I don't want to defer to them, but at any rate, it's the believed to be the eighth deal at least that Clark has struck for name and image and likeness. So there you have it.
Good for her. Yeah, we're gonna see a lot of Caitlin during the basketball season. Not only in women's games, but men's games. I think it's just going to be the right now you're seeing a lot of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, and you're going to see Caitlin Clark when it comes to the basketball season. So good for her right there. Speaking of basketball, tomorrow it's Big Ten Men's Basketball Media Day today. And also reports coming that the long-awaited judgment in the suit, I guess for lack of a better word, against the Kansas men's basketball program. The whole investigation into that is going to be released tomorrow after 6 long years, and players that they are investigating that have not played for Kansas for quite a few years now. Of course, if you remember, Bill Self was on the sideline for the first 4 games last year, self-imposed by Kansas. We'll see what, if there are any sanctions that come down the line tomorrow. I really don't see any, Mark. And it's interesting to know that a lot of the things that Kansas reportedly did wrong are not wrong anymore with the new NIL situation. So, yeah, things change in 6 years, don't they?
Hey, dude, it's just ridiculous. I'm going to take it with a grain of salt, and I doubt not much of any news will come of it.
No, I definitely would agree on that. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break, come back. Cal Eldred will join us. I want to let you know Spencer on Sports is coming your way next, and that will include Coach's Cuts. It's brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. You can hear from head coach Kirk Ferentz and selected players each week thanks to Network Computer Solutions and Coach's Cuts. That will be on Spencer on Sports from 4 until 6. Coming up this evening, then we've got the Cyclone Coaches Show tonight for you at 6:30, taking you up to 8 o'clock, and then we will join up with game number 3 between Baltimore and Texas coming your way tonight right here on 1600 ESPN and all of our FM frequencies. Back to talk baseball with Cal Eldred when we return here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
After a chilly start to our day today, we will continue to see plenty of sunshine that will bring highs into those lower 60s throughout this afternoon. We'll remain clear overnight with clouds gradually building back up as we head towards our day here Wednesday. Highs tomorrow will be right back in those lower 60s with showers arriving by the afternoon. Then things will continue to stay fairly rainy for us, especially as we head throughout the later half of this week. Showers will be expected as we head towards Thursday, Friday, and into early Saturday morning, with temperatures staying into those lower 60s. From the Weather First Forecast Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Hyde, and that was a check of your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First Forecast.
Back in 1944, there was a young watchmaker named Willa Dickens. He had his eye on a local jewelry store. As soon as their watchmaker left, he took the position. Worked long days, learned the ropes, and achieved his dream of owning and running Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. When his sons Terry and Tim could barely see over the jewelry cases, they began learning at his side. It's the Dickens family that gives Hertine and Stocker Jewelers its unbending reputation for integrity. They also offer a brand of service that hardly exists anymore, like a layaway program. When someone finds a beautiful something to have or give, they put some money down, pay on it each month, interest-free of course, and when it's paid for, it's theirs for keeps. Stop by, see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City, and step in and say hello to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Life is too short, but what makes it special? Those little moments that happen every day. Those big moments that take our breath away. But no matter the moment, you have to be healthy enough to make them. For women, that means watching our alcohol use as we age, because our bodies can't handle it like we used to. Let's put down the drink so we can savor the moments. Visit yourlifeiowa.org for more info. A message from Iowa HHS.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Back with you, 3:35, Gym Class here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Andrew on the other side of the glass. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour presented each and every day by Dupaco.com. Find them online at Dupaco.com. And Mark, before we bring in Cal, I promised I'd do this last week, but I put it off 1 week. Our fearless baseball predictions for the year. Out of the 12 teams that made the playoffs, I tip my hat to you. You were the victor this year. You had 8 of the 12 teams correct. Not bad.
It's quite amazing.
We both whiffed really badly, though. We both picked the San Diego Padres to win in the West. And we both had the White Sox winning in the American League Central. So we both whiffed horribly with those two picks. I whiffed one more than you. I got 7 out of the 12, so not bad. But I also had the Cardinals winning, and you had the Brewers winning in the National League Central. So that's where the difference was. You got the NL Central right, and I was Central deprived. Deprived, I should say, this year. So
deprived.
Either one. Thanks, David Walker. He's a Cal fan. And he agrees with you about the north of Highway 20 is the line of demarcation for hockey in the state of, at least at one point. I think now it's changed with the Rough Riders being around for over 2 decades, and now with the Heartlanders in Iowa City, Coralville as well. So I think that's changed a little bit. But speaking of Cal Eldren, we bring in Cal right now, probably with popcorn within reach, and I'm sure he's watching Game 3 between the Astros and the Twins, just like we are here. And am I accurate on those two statements, Cal?
I am watching. I try to stave off the popcorn until actually I eat another wonderful dinner that my wife makes. She is an excellent cook. So, as you can see, you guys know me pretty well. I'm not a thin guy. So, it's something that the late night game, usually I hammer the popcorn pretty good, but, I would imagine Mark's probably chewing on his fingernails instead of eating popcorn at the moment.
Chewing on a toothpick actually, but, not a good start for Sonny Gray. And I guess I'm not surprised. Houston is obviously with a loaded lineup, and, you know, that's good. But I've seen these Twins all season long. They don't give up. And if Gray and the relievers can put some zeros on the board, I wouldn't count this team out. Although Javier is pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the difference is, though, Sonny Gray with – his experience, he's dealt with stuff like this. So I'm not that concerned about him. Plus, you look at the fact that he has thrown a lot of strikes. So, unfortunately, one that stayed in the middle of the plate to Abreu. But I looked at this series, and I'm just like, don't let Alvarez beat you. And an error puts another guy on, and then Abreu gets Sonny Gray. But they do have a stacked lineup, and it's just you have to be on top of your game like Lopez was the other night. So those are the things. That's how you have to treat this team. They're an excellent team. But I agree. That's the MO. That's always been Minnesota. They don't give up. They keep coming after you. They take good at-bats. And they're just a good club. So this game's far from over.
And this is such a pivotal game in a 5-game series, this game number 3, because, you know, for obvious reasons, you win, you're a game away, you lose, your backs are against the wall. I mean, this is almost an elimination type atmosphere, I think, around these games.
That's no doubt. And you see it more and more now that the bullpens get into these games so fast. But in a game like this today, I think you're going to see Minnesota stick with Sonny Gray. You already see he's got through the top of the second already. And I really think they'll stick with him just because of his experience. But if another key time, a big key moment comes up, they may go to the bullpen a little earlier even with Sonny than normal. But that's why each one of these games and in a short series, it's extremely important. And the one thing for both these teams, they both got a win. They both have a win in this series. So a little bit of wiggle room at this point.
Cal, going into today, 6 of the 8 winners were road teams. Is that just something that happens, or what do you make of it?
Well, it's interesting. I think you look and see how did the teams play on the road during the year. And, the Texas Rangers have played better on the road than they have at home. The Blue Jays were the same type of team. But the Rangers, I just think those two teams, when you go with the Rangers and Baltimore, they're so evenly matched in a lot of ways. But the other part is you take a different series. You take the Diamondbacks and the Brewers, and the starting pitching just wasn't there for the Brewers. And the Diamondbacks, the team, they feel like they've got nothing to lose. And so their offense woke up once the playoffs started, the Diamondbacks did, and they had to piece together, like Scott, you mentioned, piece together that first game with their bullpen and then let their ace take over in the second game. So I think there's a lot of – those are just kind of the circumstances that what happens when you go on the road and – there's teams that play better on the road, and then you have a circumstance like how the Diamondbacks got to Corbin Burns.
Wanted to ask you this, Cal. On Saturday, those game ones, everybody played on Saturday, and it looked as though the 4 teams that had the 5 days off were slow to get out of the gate. 3 of them lost and, you know, kind of got things going in a couple of cases then in game number 2. But at this point, is it almost better to be in that wild card, that first round, that best of 3, even though it is a 3-game series, but you don't sit around? You know, you've been playing for 6 months, 162 games. You don't have 2 days off in a row. You get 5 days off, and that's a big difference, I think.
It is a big difference. When you sit there, it's just – and you said it perfectly, Scott. It's the routine that the whole – I call it – I know they're major league teams, but it's more like a circus. You know, you just – you end in one city and you pick everything up and you go and you put it back up in another city and away you go. And you get used to that. You know, you usually get – I know this year there were some teams who had back-to-back days off. You see teams that come back after the All-Star break and just don't play very well. And so some teams react to the time off better and worse than others. So it just kind of sometimes depends on the guys you have. If there's guys that need to get healthy, those are the teams that usually play a little bit better after they've had a break. But it's when you're in that routine and you're playing every day, especially for hitters to not have those at-bats, that's tough.
Cal, man, oh, man, Philadelphia one strike away from taking a 2-0 lead over Atlanta, and then that happened, and that happened, and next thing you know, it's 1-1 going into game 3, and I'm sure you've been in a situation like that or two, but that's agonizing being one strike away.
It is, and I thought you watch Philadelphia play against the Marlins, and you're just like, wow, they are such a better team than Miami. And then you see them handle the Braves, shut out the Braves at home, which they hadn't been shut out all season long, and things were just clicking so well. And then you get the start like you did from Wheeler. You're like, wow, this is an uphill battle. And then really, like you said, Mark, it was a guy gets on and one bad pitch. It was a slider in the middle, and Austin Riley did what he seems like he's been trying to do every at bat, because he went after a lot of first pitches the other day and in this series so far. But man, it's this offense. It's like Houston's offense. You can only hold it down so long, and then for the game to end like it did, that's crazy. But it's still kind of fitting for this series. These two teams are really, really good clubs. They know each other really well, and I expect to see more of what we saw in the first two games.
Yeah. People don't think back as far as they should to see how good the Phillies were last year. And, yes, the Braves won the division, but, man, like you said, these are two very, very good baseball teams.
Well, and I think if you look at the final play, and you look at some of the plays that have happened, you saw a defensive play that Trey Turner makes at shortstop. Amazing play. You see the catch by Harris last night. He threw that ball into second base. But what was happening there was Harper was trying. He thought he read that he was not going to get there. And so Harper wanted to make sure he was in a position that he was going to score that tying run. And so he took a gamble. And both of these teams try to take advantage of all those small things, which is why they're so good.
Holy cow, Texas up 2-0 on Baltimore. And within a blink of an eye, the AL East may be gone. What's gotten into Texas?
Oh. You know, I don't know exactly. I'm listening to the ball game. You listen to the guys doing the game, and you listen to the ball players and their response, and you see the way they're playing the game. Not sure exactly what happened on that flight that they went from Seattle to Tampa, but Texas's offense has woke up. They're getting the hits that they need to get. They're taking the at-bats that they need to take. You look at it, and all they give up two runs early in the first inning, and then turn around and boom, they score nine in two innings. That's the offense that they've had all year. But I think the big key so far is that their bullpen's been pretty good. Here's the thing that stings: even though they win and they're going back to Texas 2-0, they made a mistake in the ball game the other day, and the mistake was that they got Brock Burke. They wanted him to come in and pitch that last inning, and they got him up too late. And he comes in, and they ended up having to go to Leclerc, and then Aaron Hicks hits a two-run homer off of Leclerc. You're like, oh boy, that gets them right back into that ball game. Baltimore doesn't give up, so Baltimore so far, like you said, we talked about all year long how good the American League East is, and they're one win from not being in the playoffs at all.
And turning things over to a rookie pitcher to try to keep their season alive against a veteran, Nathan Eovaldi. So it's not going to be easy, and I'd like to apologize right now to all the Oriole fans. I did this yesterday, too, because my adopted team, I seemingly have a dark cloud over me for baseball this year, so... Again, I apologize.
And you know there's some lingering Oriole fans here in the Midwest because Mike spent so much of his career over there. So you know there's some people that still pay attention to what's going on there. But if Eovaldi is as good as he has been the last couple times, Baltimore's in trouble.
I would agree with that. Cal Elder joining us at 3:48 here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And then there are the Dodgers. Yikes. Oof. Clayton Kershaw gave up eight in his less than one inning of performance in game number one. Didn't get a whole lot better last night. Dodgers now have a day off to think about it. There are so many different sidebars to this. I mean, the Dodgers get swept. Is Dave Roberts safe after losing to the Padres last year in the NLDS? this is too good of a team, I think, to not make the championship series 2 years in a row, but that's what they're facing.
Well, I actually can see this year how it's tough on them at this point. I know they won, you know, they won all the games they did during the season. They had a great big lead in the West, and the Diamondbacks were there in July, and then all of a sudden the Dodgers got hot. The D-backs struggled for about a 30-day period of time, but they've bounced back. And if any of us, none of us would have ever guessed, even thought it was possible, that in the first two starts of the division series, the Dodgers starting pitchers would have pitched a total of 2 innings and given up almost 11 runs. I mean, we would have never thought that. And so, and then their long reliever, Emmett Sheehan, that came in behind Kershaw, you know, didn't go deep enough. I know he almost gave him 4 innings, but still giving up 3 earned runs. And the offense has been shut down. It was the double play, hitting into the double play yesterday was the Achilles heel for the Dodgers offense. But give the Diamondbacks credit, and there you'll see when this next game, you're going to see Brandon Pfaff against Lance Lynn. And I know, Scott, you probably would have never imagined Lance Lynn starting game 3 for the Dodgers at this point this year, the way things have gone. I know he's been much better of late, but they're in a extremely tough position.
A lot of Brewers fans, Cal, a little squeamish, including our friend Spencer Wagon. Craig Counsell, in the last year of his contract, has been rumored for the Mets job. Brewers brass say he's still our guy. What do you think of that situation?
Well, I think Craig, and this is the way I was thinking about that the other day, and I know Craig a little bit. I know how much he enjoys the state of Wisconsin, how much he has done with the Brewers organization in a couple different positions over the last decade, and he's a stickler. He likes to do things right. He's a smart guy, but. So to me, it's kind of like Craig Counsell will be the Brewers manager if Craig Counsell wants to be the Brewers manager. And I could understand that that's what the front office would like to have. But if I'm the Brewers, a lot of Brewers fans really felt like they were in a great position, you know, to do what the Phillies did last year. And I don't blame them for thinking that. But I do know, and we talked about this, when you lose that second starter, that in losing Woodruff and not having him and not sure what you're going to do with Peralta. And then you don't get the start from Corbin Burns that you're used to. That puts you in a tough spot. These teams with two really dominant starting pitchers have a chance to do a lot of damage. And the Brewers went into this series not in that position.
What's it say to the beauty of baseball that a team that finished 16 games behind another in the regular season has a chance to knock them off in the playoffs with the Diamondbacks trying to beat the Dodgers. So think about that. That's baseball, though.
So that's why that right there is why when we got to the trade deadline or close to it and I saw Cleveland selling, I'm like, what are you doing? These guys already have playoff experience. If these teams have playoff experience – and you just get them in, who knows what can happen? Because we're already seeing in the, you know, the Orioles obviously are down, but you see what the Diamondbacks are doing. They've got nothing to lose. And so that's why you got to get in, because can you get hot? And if you do, you never know.
True. It's going to be great championship series no matter what they are. I mean, no, I don't want to cast aspersions or anything, but if it is Houston and Texas, they have played great games this year. I'm hoping the Twins come back. And if it's Phillies, I don't know. The Diamondbacks are throwing a wrench into everything in the National League. But, you know, it's going to be fun next week.
It is. And, I'm going to go to something that's not paid attention to a whole lot, but it's made a big difference already in these series. But when we do this thing in spring training called PFP, pitchers fielding practice, which means backing up bases, turning double plays, covering first base, doing pickoffs. The pickoff with Sonny Gray and Carlos Correa of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. made a huge difference in that game. Wheeler not getting over the other day to first base, and a guy gets safe. It cost him a run in the first series. So it's all these little things. That's what I love about this time of year, is these teams are pretty closely competitive with each other, and it's a little thing. So pay attention to those while you watch these games, and because they'll stick out.
Well, happy popcorn tonight, Cal.
No doubt.
Enjoy the baseball. Thanks, and we'll talk next week.
You bet.
All right. Cal Elder joining us here Tuesdays during the baseball season through the postseason here on KGYM. Quick break. Come back to wrap things up after this.
Save big money in all things outdoors with 11% off at Menards. Protect vehicles, outdoor equipment, and more with ShelterLogic storage solutions. With a heavy-duty steel frame and waterproof cover, the ShelterLogic Auto Shelter Portable Garage is the perfect choice. Right now, get a 10-by-20-foot auto shelter for $299.99 after 11% off. Good through October 15th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
There's a hidden treasure on the banks of Squaw Creek. Edith Lucille's Bait Shack and Wing Depot, serving up down-home meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Try their Friday night special of seasoned prime rib that's been smoking all day long. Or give their Saturday night special, smoked barbecue brisket, a try. For great food and hospitality in a rustic, family-friendly atmosphere, come to Edith Lucille's Bait Shack and Wing Depot. Carry out is also available. Find their menu at baitshackfun.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Back to wrap things up, gym class for a Tuesday here on KGYM, and a happy Mark Dukes for the moment joining us here as Sonny Gray got out of a sticky situation there with a strikeout in the third inning, Mark.
Yeah, Twins couldn't respond in the bottom of the first, though, with second and third, one out. Christian Javier has been excellent for Houston.
Yeah, still 4-0 in favor of Houston. And Spencer will keep you updated on that particular ball game coming up from 4 until 6. Also have the audio from Kirk Ferentz and Iowa players coming up today. And Matt Campbell as well. Yay, nay, yay, nay. Okay, maybe. All right, we'll see. He'll talk about that. That'll be coming up from 4 until 6 on Spencer on Sports. Cyclone Coaches Show tonight from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. Then we will jump into ESPN's coverage of Game 3 between Baltimore and Texas from down in the Metroplex coming up tonight here on KGYM. And Mark, tomorrow we got another loaded show. Chris Liss will join us to answer your fantasy football questions. And then also going to talk with former Hawkeye Chad Greenway on a couple of different topics. He's got a brand new app that deals with Iowa high school scores. You're going to talk about that, talk a little Hawkeyes. And he's involved on the other side of recruiting now with his daughter. They were at Iowa City. She's a very, very fine basketball player. So lots of things to talk about with Chad Greenway. Looking forward to that coming up tomorrow.
I am as well, and we'll visit again tomorrow, right?
We will. All right. Go Twins, Mark.
All right.
You've been listening to the Gym Class right here in KGYM. Spencer on Sports is next.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the low.